Good morning, everybody. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman Don Paul Brown, coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, around the corner from Theodore Humans Park, and also the studio, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. We get to use that moniker for a few more days. My last night officially as alderman serving the first district of Waukesha is this Monday. So as of midnight on Monday, the Walk Radio Studios will then be known as the official office of former Alderman Don Brown. And we'll have a special christening next Saturday, so don't miss that. But, hey, we're glad you're here. And, yes, it's baseball season, and I'm always ready to play. Put me in, Coach Raji. I think I've got a year or two left of eligibility to play at the high school level. Because I ran track my junior year and senior year. So think about that. Very consistent singles hitter, lefty, great in the outfield. still got it. Hey, we have another member of the baseball team here, the Black Shirts varsity baseball team, fresh off of a clean sweep and a doubleheader yesterday, beating arch crosstown rivals Waukesha West 10-1. I'm going to repeat that. 10-1. Black Shirts beat the Wolverines over at the west side, over there in the breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha. And in the second game, won a tough one, 4-3. But our guest, most of you probably know already, this is Tyler Pudliner, who's one of the catchers on the baseball team, and an honor roll student at Waukesha South, a junior, and a member of the Waukesha South marching band, who, as you know, Tyler is one of the kids injured, one of many that was injured in the attack, and for the grace of God has survived and is here today. And I've known Tyler for a couple of years now, and this is important. We've been friends, and I'm proud to call him my young friend. Since the fall of 2020, my son Evan got to play fall ball for the first time. You know, he was always playing football, and fall ball was primarily on Saturdays, but when the Waukesha Area Baseball Club started up, they had a Sunday offering. And this was Evan's first time playing with kids that were older than him. Having a June birthday, he's always played a grade down. And players on that team, which included Robert Savickle, Eric Teagues, and Tyler Pudliner, were very encouraging to Evan and did a lot for his confidence. And he responded in spades by that. Evan had a great season that fall. And I also had the pleasure of coaching for a couple games because the assistant coach, Don Teagues, had to go out of town during a couple of those games. I imagine there was some musky fishing involved there. And so it was great for me to get to know these kids that love baseball as much as I do. So, and then Tyler and I went on to split duties capturing the video, the coach's video for the Blackshirt varsity football games last fall. So great to reconnect on that level. And so lots to talk about today. But before we begin with, well, Tyler, say hello.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great. And Tyler has a special guest with us today, but she doesn't feel comfortable from the mic, even though she's got a great radio voice. Who's with you here today, Tyler?
This is my mother, Katie.
Katie, yeah. And Katie, great to see you as always. So, and Katie's going to be providing maybe some coaching here for Connor on some of the issues we'll be discussing. So, but before we start with Connor, just wanted to remind everybody To check your mailboxes this week, you should have received the City of Waukesha's Department of Public Works newsletter, the Workspace. Great stuff on here. Front page news is that our annual brush branch pickup is the week of April 25th to the 29th. Your collection will be on the same day as your garbage pickup. So take a look at that newsletter. Great newsletter, by the way. Check it out. A lot of great stuff, including updates on the progress of our great water project. So some really great information in there. I may even revisit that later in the day and later in the show here. So, but wanted to do another shout out real quick too is Easter's tomorrow. I think we all know that. And also a happy Passover to my my many Jewish friends and brethren out there, which is today, tonight. And but for those of you looking for last second gifts for mom, grandma, or those other loved ones for Easter, there is a new store that just opened up around the corner here, not far from Theodora Humans Park, called the Doll House. And it's a really cute boutique gift shop that has flowers, crystals, gift cards. And it's open right now. It just opened up at 10 a.m. And it actually opened in January. They spent the first couple months getting the place. I guess the decor is beautiful. It's like a little museum in there. So, Tyler, if you have a few bucks in your pocket, I think you might have to take Katie over there after the show and see what they have going on. So so check that out. And then well, let's talk baseball. Tell me about yesterday, a big day at Frame Park. I know it's been a slow start for our black shirts. These are their first two wins of the season, correct?
Yeah, we were struggling a little bit there, but we've started to come together really well. And yesterday was pretty special to get those first two wins.
That's great. And the bats were really popping, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we started out playing small ball, and that's the thing you got to do is just kind of put hits together and guys on. And we were able to score a lot of runs in that first game, 10-1. And yeah.
That's great. Who are some of the big hitters?
Tommy Krinko contributed a single to right.
Tommy Krinko from Banting Park, from Empire Drive.
Yeah,
from the mean streets of Banting Park. Gotta love it.
You got
Empire Drive in the house. Sorry, go ahead.
He had Rob Savickul.
Robert, sorry.
No, yeah, Bobby had his first big hit of the season, yeah.
Great kid.
That was a good one, yeah. It was just guys putting hits together and walking, and, I mean, Dom walked a couple times. He was on stealing a couple bases, and we had a lot
Dominic Lee, the center fielder? yeah. Love that kid.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I hear he might be playing some college ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's committed to the Bobcats already.
Yeah. Is that Montana?
Brighton Stratton.
All right.
I believe, yeah.
Fantastic. So, well, good. And then the next game was a little bit of a nail biter, and our friend Eric Teague started that game.
Yes. Yeah.
Was 3-3 in the first inning. I remember seeing from his dad, from Don, on Facebook. And then he said he had about 4 or 5 strikeouts.
Yeah. I think it was close to that. But yeah, he came back and he's firing really good.
Only gave up one run.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Great. Really great to hear that. And I had the pleasure, this was a couple Wednesdays ago now, to see Eric and Tyler start in a game against South Milwaukee. In fact, I showed up and they didn't have anybody announcing the game, and so I asked the athletic director, Dan Schreier, and so it was really cool. I got to be on the news. Someone, I think it was Fox or someone, captured me announcing the starting pitcher and the starting catcher, and so that was really neat. And again, knowing these two young men as well as I have, just a really exciting moment for me and, of course, for the rest of the community. And you know, it was a tough loss. South Milwaukee came, you know, the bats were cracking, and you know, so was that that monsoon we had going through for most of the game. But but to me, it was a big win for black shirt baseball and for the community to see Eric and Tyler back out there competing again. So, but
I think that's the biggest thing that caught me is that it didn't matter what was on the scoreboard. I mean, just making our, you know, after what both of us have gone through, and Eric had to go through a lot more rehab than I did physically, and to see him, you know, kick rehab's butt and then come back like that was pretty special, not worrying about the score and just kind of playing catch and having fun out there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's been, yeah, love it. And, you know, it's like the guy's always got a smile on his face, too, whenever you see him.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's just very few people love baseball as much as Eric Teague's, and you just see it in his eyes and his face, and just so I just love, you know, as much as I love baseball. And so, but I was going to mention, we talked about Dominic Lee in that first game. When he scored, he took off his helmet and he pointed to a sticker on the bat that said 23.
Yeah. And, so we had a baseball mom. This one might get me a little bit. Amy Smith, she's James' mom, and she made 23 stickers in honor of Jackson Sparks, who was the youngest victim of the parade.
And a member of the Waukesha Blazers, had to throw that in there, being a longtime Blazer family.
Yeah, and so. I've been able to I donated some of my bobbleheads to Tucker, his older brother's team. Tucker got to throw out the first pitch at the home opener for the Brewers.
I hope that got a lot of national press.
Oh,
I don't
know
if it did or not.
I think it did. Okay. It made a lot of rounds, and that's just special to see him throwing the first pitch to Aaron, his father. But being able to connect with that family and being a part of the Blazer family has been something really special, though, to see Dom do that, too. I mean, it goes to show how close, you know, Waukesha is. You know, we might be a big city, but we're that small-town feel at the same time. We got that feel at the same time.
So. Yeah, you know, and speaking of Jackson Sparks and the Blazers, initially my guest was going to be Jeff Rogers, who's the president of the Blazers, but unfortunately he was going out of town for the Easter weekend. But so we hope to have Jeff on next week, and he's going to be talking about the Blazers will be hosting a memorial baseball tournament in July in loving memory of Jackson Sparks. So we'll be talking about that because I know there's going to be some great sponsorship opportunities they want to promote.
And Jeff's a great guy. He's doing good with that program.
Yeah. So, and I'm excited because some of the bigger kids' games are going to be over at Banting Park in my neighborhood. So, so that's a big deal. So, hey, and you know, also too, there's a new member. You know, Jason here is still, he's producing the show for Madison, but we also have new weekend production help from Connor Boston, a new friend of mine. Connor, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right. So Connor's got it. He's got a great radio voice. Reminds me of Richard Wright in the Reservoir Dogs. So you may hear from time to time, he may be telling, you know, saying, K Billy Super Sounds of the 70s. And so if you hear it, that's Connor. So, but it's not K Billy. It's This Week in Waukesha. And we have about another minute before we go to break. How you been feeling with your baseball and with your progress? I'm sure there's still some physical therapy you're going through and other things.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a lot of physical therapy that way. It's kind of just been building up the strength on my own. But it's been special to be able to at least get back out, you know, with Teagues that one game and be able to start that way. That was very special. And just to be back out in the environment, I think that's the thing that's helped me most is, you know, going back to band or going back to the baseball field and just being out there realizing that I can do it and that I'm back. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Love it. So... And I'm sure Coach Rashi's hearing a lot of this from Tyler. Put him in, Coach.
Yeah, put me in, Raj. So,
hey, we're going to pay some bills, but don't go away. We have a lot more to talk about with Tyler Pudliner here with his mom, Katie. And I'm really glad all of you are here today in this Easter Saturday. Stick around. Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, coming to you live from the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, where for us, making America great is making baseball affordable and accessible to all of our youth, and we'll be talking about that. And that song, one of my favorite songs from way back in the 90s, Chumbawamba with some tub thumping, and music matters, like they say in the song. And Tyler's also a musician here. Tyler Pudliner, our guest, member of the Waukesha South varsity baseball team, also plays some sax. And, you know, unfortunately, I learned about that with Tyler being in the marching band. But I tried to get him to bring the sax, but no go. What's with that?
One thing that I want to point out is that I'm only in the concert band. I play in the concert band all year round, and it's a requirement to march in the Christmas parade.
Sure.
So I'm not a big marching guy coordination-wise with my feet, you know, that way. So, you know, I can't, you know, play an instrument and walk at the same time normally.
You can get on stage, though, right?
But, yeah. So I
shake up and down like Clarence Clemens used to?
So I've gotten back to concert band, at least, and doing that. Great. And Memorial Day Parade's coming up. But, yeah, I mean, I've got a loner tenor sax. We got the loner in probably last Friday, right, I do believe, or so. So I've been able to get back to it and get back to the tenor, especially after playing out though for a little bit.
So you will be marching in the Memorial Day Parade, correct?
I've been thinking about it. It's a tough one. I think that I'll at least probably go out there and march. I don't know if I'm going to play or not, but it's something that at least right now I think that it would help and that, you know, my family has supported in going out there and thinking that it'll help me get, you know, some relief.
Right. I think it'll also be inspiration to a lot of families who've lost loved ones in the service of our country. And also, too, you know, one of my last acts as an alderman was I voted in favor to enable the police to bring in the barriers now for the parades. We'll have that extra measure of security, which I think will be very crucial to ensuring the safety of our parades and our events, you know, moving forward here into the future of Waukesha. But also, Tyler's, you know, you had some events and some fundraisers, and you have another one coming up at Waukesha South. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so next Saturday at Waukesha South High School, I'm a big wrestling fan, you know, gotten into it, and there's a local wrestling promotion, Bruce City Wrestling, owned and promoted by Frankie DeFalco. He used to wrestle in the WWF back in the day before it became WWE, the Thumper, and gotten close to him over the past couple of years of going, and he's putting on a fundraiser. And it's just about bringing everybody out, you know. I appreciate his generosity and support for me getting through this process and all through it, but the main thing that I'm trying to put out there is just to have everybody come out, even if you aren't a wrestling fan, just to bring the community together. This is another way, you know, to support the Waukesha Strong family and keep us all together to enjoy it and have a great night, you know. So, yeah, come on out to South, and you know, that's the biggest thing is, you know, the Waukesha Strong family is something that we need to think about. And,
okay, sounds good. And, The net proceeds from the event will go towards against your health care costs. And I wanted to bring this up, and I know it's a very sensitive area because I've heard rumblings where some of the other people involved in the parade have been, and I hate to say this, but I hear that they've been milking it, and that some of the other people part of a specific organization haven't been receiving any of that funding. And so I just wanted to give you a chance because something new has arisen in your diagnosis, which is going to require more funds, correct?
Yeah, so I had something go down to where I had a, they call it a hematoma, and it's where blood pockets up, and we eventually found out that once they drained the liquid from that situation or from that area that now it's basically a muscle tear and a shear in different layers of the skin, so a muscle shear. And yeah, so I'm dealing with that and just kind of pushing through that pain and rebuilding that up, so... Yeah, the biggest thing that I've, as I said, as I was talking to you earlier, Don, is that there's still people that are going through it, and that's why we got to stay together and come to these, you know, events and bring everybody together, because there's still people that, yes, might not be in the public eye, but they're battling and still fighting through different medical things, and that's the thing you got to think about is, you know, how to keep the Waukesha Strong family first and, you know, to prove that we're all together and that we're stronger than everybody else.
Great. Thank you. And, you know, speaking of healing too, is that I know your mom had given me a good answer about this was because I'd like to see more in the way of mental health, not just for the ones like yourself that were injured, and the members of those that were killed, but also for everyone there that witnessed those atrocities. And you'd mentioned there was a program, or Katie had mentioned that a healing.
Yeah, the Healing Hearts. They have different venues that they go to. One of their venues is right down the street here, and that's their home base. Is that First Methodist Church? First United Methodist Church.
First United Methodist
Church. And they have Healing Hearts. They have these sessions on Monday nights. They're about to end about 2 weeks, but they'll come back in the fall, and you should see that out there. But, yeah, they got great help with their volunteers that come in and help and just kind of listen and help people through it all. And as I said, that's another way that all of us can get together and, you know, prove to, you know, him especially that, you know, we're stronger.
That's great. And, you know, and I know that you've gotten a lot of support, not just from within Waukesha community, but I guess the extended Waukesha family. I know a certain professional athlete had sent you a video card on Thanksgiving Day while you were still in the hospital. Can you tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, so I had woken up to a message on my phone, and it just came in as a video. And so I didn't know what it was at first, and it's just the black screen. You got to press play to see it and open it up, and there's J.J. Watt, you know, arguably the greatest defensive player in the NFL in my mind, you know, on there, and a former Badger and everything, and Pewaukee native, you know, the pride of Pewaukee, as Lance Allen calls him. And my mom had known somebody who worked at Channel 4 for years and still had connections to Lance, kind of. And through the track owner at Slinger Super Speedway, I pit for a racer up there. He had given my number to Lance, and Lance got it out to JJ because of a quote that I have in my bio. It's a JJ quote on all my social media. And he saw that and thought it'd be cool to reach out to JJ. And JJ was nice enough to send me that message. He sent me a signed jersey, too, and a flag and a hat, and got some work done by Gallery One. They framed it up for me, all the jersey, and I thanked them for that. And Chris did a great job with that. But it was cool just to have that support from, you know, even though he's become such a popular celebrity almost and professional athlete, that he's still thinking about his hometown and his community and how humble That's he great. Is, you know.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to go to another break here. But stick around. We have much more to talk about with Tyler Pudliner. And really glad all of you here on this Easter Saturday this week in Waukesha. Love to hear what some of your plans are. Feel free to give us a shout here on this show, and especially if you have any questions for Tyler and or for Connor or Jason. They love to take a few calls. And stick around. This Week in Waukesha returns. A beautiful day here at the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, where I am live with Tyler Pudliner. I always known as Putty and Pud, so I have a hard time saying the full name, but Putty, we're glad you're here, and it is a beautiful day for some rounders, but there's no game scheduled for the Blackshirt baseball team today, right, on this Easter Saturday?
No, yeah, we got the weekend off, and we'll be back at it Monday.
Sounds great, but yeah, no, we both love baseball. We were talking about favorite baseball movies, and you know, to paraphrase from one of our favorite movies when we talk about baseball and our love for it, see if any of you can remember this line. People will come. They'll come to Waukesha for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll arrive at Frame Park as innocent as children, longing for the past. Tyler, when's the next Blackshirt baseball game so folks can get on over to Frame Park?
We got Monday night at 7:30.
Monday night at 7:30, under the lights. Who are you playing against?
I actually don't know, Don. I didn't.
Doesn't matter. They're all evil. Right?
Yeah.
We're going. Oh, wait. Katie breaks out the schedule.
Let's see. What would that be? Racine Lutheran.
Racine Lutheran.
Yeah.
Coming all the way from Racine County.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good, good. So check that out. And speaking of baseball, I want to give a big shout out to Joe Albanese. My wife and I had a little time to get a fish fry there at Albanese's Roadhouse on Blue Mountain Road. And we were sitting at the bar, so we got to hear some of the, got to do some eavesdropping and found out that this fall, Albanese's will be celebrating its 40th anniversary. And, you know, and Joe is a member of one of the original members of what was then called the Banting Park Blazers. Joe grew up in Empire Drive where I live, and is considered to be by many the greatest catcher in Waukesha Blazer history. I don't know if that sits well with Tyler because you caught for the Blazers. I heard that from a guy that coached Joe that still lives in the neighborhood. Said wasn't much at the plate, but he was a heck of a defensive, great catcher. And so
I could be the best hitting catcher, and Joe can be the best defensive catcher.
We'll play. I like that. Yeah, that's great. So have you been over to Albanese's?
Yeah, we've gone a couple of times. Yeah, it's a great place. Crazy to think 40 years.
Talk baseball with Joe.
Because
that's one of the reasons I go there, in addition to the food being excellent, is we both love baseball and love talking baseball. So, in fact, Joe is also he likes the Brewers. He's a Brewers fan, but he's also a big Yankees fan.
Okay.
Which is now okay because the Brewers are in the National League. They're no longer in the same AL East like they were for years.
We weren't battling the Yankees anymore.
I was telling Joe, when I was a kid, I had a certain batting style after one of my favorite Yankees batters, and it was this, I don't know if anyone can remember, but it was this kind of this, and you're probably too young to remember. But
Don Mattingly?
No, this was way before. This is like from the two World Series teams in the late 70s, when Reggie Jackson was playing. Reggie Jackson was the right fielder. This was a center fielder named Mickey Rivers, who was a great hitter, excellent hitter, and I think he was a leadoff hitter for the Yankees on that team. And he had this thing, he just kind of did this shake when he was at the plate, and it just kind of kept him loose, and he'd have the bat going, in a circular motion while he was.
The Yanks are coming to town this year, I think, too. They play at Miller Park this year,
Oh, good. Well, that'll be
fun. AmFam Field, sorry.
So the team that everyone loves to hate.
Yeah.
the Spankies will be at Miller Park. So, but enough with the MLB. Let's talk Classic 8 and the Black Shirts. So the round got a little bit of a roll going, a little bit of a streak, which is good after a very tough start. I mean, I think the loss was like the first four or five games.
First like five or six.
It was a rough start, especially after, having a playoff appearance, last spring. But, a lot of the same talents there. They didn't lose too much to graduation from last year's team, right?
Yeah, we lost a couple seniors, but there's still a lot of, there's the top tier seniors.
That core is still, So, and some good juniors and even some great sophomores.
Yeah.
So a lot to look forward there too. So you're also an honor roll student.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And you've got a lot of response, you're varsity baseball and you're in the concert band, which again requires you to march.
Yeah.
And, how do you balance all? And also too, is, you've also got a lot of, I'm sure work to do, health wise, since the parade.
Yeah.
So how do you balance it all?
I don't know. I've had a lot of support from family and help through it all, but I'm kind of slowed down with the work, and things like that since the parade, and slowly getting back into my job and everything like that.
Job?
So I got a Pet Supplies Plus on Blue Mound Road.
Nice.
Been working there for about a year and a half, and Mom was nice enough to come in when everything happened. She was going to That's beforehand.
Blue Mound Road in Waukesha?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, Brookfield, but and kind of Waukesha dividing line, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
let's call it Waukesha.
So yeah, I... work at Pet Supplies Plus, and then I pit for a racer at Slinger Speedway, Conrad Morgan. And
that's cool. Do you get paid to do that, or is it just kind of
No, it's all volunteer.
Yeah.
And I'd become a fan when we were going up there. And past couple years, I was lucky enough to get closer to him through interviews for school and projects that way, and lucky enough to start pitting for him a couple years ago. And he's been racing for 55 years, 56 years about, so he's going to be 74 this year. Yeah, pretty much a legendary racer in the Slinger, Wisconsin, world and Wisconsin racing world. But him and his wife, Lisa, have been very supportive through the process, too, and I can't thank them enough. They've done a lot. They were at the hospital every day when we were in there, and except for Thanksgiving, and Conrad wanted to come out. I remember that, but it was awesome. So.
Oh, that's neat. That's terrific. So, yeah, and another kind of baseball milestone that I got. One of the great things when you go to Albanese's, they got the TVs on, and they have the one channel where it walks through the highlights of all the baseball games, so you can watch snippets of the different games. And yesterday was the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's, first Major League Baseball game.
Yep.
And as per the new tradition, every player on the league wears number 42.
Yep.
And in the Dodger Royal Blue, too, which I think is really cool.
That was cool.
We were
sitting at another establishment last night, and I pointed that out to Mom. I'm going, they all got the same 42 blue. It's not the different kind of uniforms. It's all the same this year. So that was kind of cool to see, yeah.
That's neat, yeah. Jackie Robinson is one of a lot of people's favorites, and, he's in my, top 5 or 10. But I didn't really appreciate I appreciate what he did for baseball, but when I was working in the, I was a marketing director for a trade show that served the off-price fashion industry. and a lot of my customers were people from Jewish men that had grown up in Brooklyn and in New York City, in New York area, and got to see Robinson play as a kid and got to meet him in person. And they just talked about like what a wonderful man he was. And integrating baseball, and basically what they kind of told me is it wasn't just about what they did wasn't just for African Americans, but just for all these people that felt disenfranchised or disillusioned, and, you know, and Jewish men of that, Jewish boys of that era had felt a lot of that same disenfranchisement, and just they loved Jackie Robinson. One guy I know was a Yankees fan, and he was at their World Series game when Jackie Robinson stole home on Yogi Berra. And everyone remembers because, you know, Yogi Berra gets up and he's screaming at the ump, and, you know, yeah, he's all pissed, he's all upset. And my friend David was a huge Yankees fan, but he remembers cheering for Robinson stealing home.
That's
and,
awesome.
And remembers being, like, ecstatic. Because, you know, even say nobody steals home. You can't do unless it's a pass ball, yeah, you know, like to do that. And so
that's one of those special moments where it don't matter. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so and I think that's a neat way to honor his legacy the way Major League Baseball does that. And it would be neat to see other you know, players too. Like, I think it would be really neat to have like a Roberto Clemente day.
Yeah.
Because of a lot, you know, what he did and having everyone wear number 21.
They had, I saw this a couple days ago. Andrew McCutchen, who's now on the Brewers, he gets to wear 21 on the back of his helmet now or on his hat. There's a couple past, like, the last, like, seven Roberto Clemente Award winners are able to wear that on their helmets now, the 21 patch and on their hat. And so McCutchen being one on the Brewers, that was cool to see.
Yeah. That was neat. And, we see someone walking by with is that an Atlanta Braves sweatshirt?
Yeah, must have been, yeah.
Very bold. No, I was kidding.
They're the champs, you know, though. I mean,
they did. You know, my sister, growing up in Buffalo, became an Atlanta Braves fan because when cable first came out, the big national station was at Turner Broadcasting, and so the Braves were always on. And then they started to get good then, like in the early 80s, back when they had Dale Murphy. So, but hey, we're going to take a break here. It is a beautiful day, as Bono and U2 is telling us about. And lots more to talk about with Tyler Pudliner and his mom, Katie. So stick around for the special Easter Saturday edition of This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away. Touch me. He thinks he's off social media, and he's like got his shirt off, and he's dancing, and it goes.
Jeez,
are we live?
There's an airline plane, clouds of heaven every day. Past its pearly gates. If you want to ride that train, be a ticket in your hand before it's too late. The world looks wrong, and your money's been gone, and your friend is turned away. You can get away to heaven on this airplane. Bow your head and pray. Them's got ears that them hear. Them's got eyes that them see. Turn your eyes to the Lord of the skies. And take that airline plane, it'll take you home again.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. Here at the Walk Radio Studios, the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. Alderman in your hearts for at least three more days. You're listening to a live version of Wilco's Airway to Heaven, which is really, that album, I believe, was a collection of old, I think it was Woody Guthrie poems or lyrics that were never put to song, and they took that and made that. And that one's, it's Airway to Heaven. And, you know, as we, on this Easter Saturday, I think it's very fitting to, and especially with Tyler here and his mom, I want to keep in our hearts those that we lost in the parade. Wilhelm Hospel, Jane Coolidge, Virginia Sorensen, Tamara Durand, Lee Owen, and young Jackson Sparks. And if I could get personal for a second here, and whether you're of the Christian faith or not, you know, we like to believe in second chances. We like, you know, I think all of us, I think, are spiritual in a way or have hope. And for me, you know, Easter, the most, and that's why I think of the victims and their families on this Easter celebration. My favorite part of Easter as a kid was not the chocolate and Easter bunny and all those things. It was the entire family. And my grandmother lived down the street from us. We would all get together. We'd go to church. And after church, we would go to the cemetery. And we'd visit the grave of, I had a brother who passed away before I was born, died of leukemia. It was just a few years younger than Jackson Sparks. And to me, that was a very powerful moment because, you know, whether you believed or not, for us, it was just, for me, it was our rebellion against the futility of life and the ugliness and the tragedy and all of those things. And I know when the parade happened, that was right before Thanksgiving and, of course, right before Christmas. And I can't imagine those holiday gatherings at those families' homes knowing there's one empty seat. But on this Easter, where we celebrate reincarnation and rebirth, and I like to believe that, you know, these six, you know, live in our hearts forever, especially young Jackson Sparks. And, you know, just ask all of Waukesha to join us and keep those families in your hearts on this this holiday weekend as we celebrate rebirth and healing as a community. So so I guess on a lighter note, Tyler, so what's next? I know you guys said you're going to take it easy this Easter because you'll be doing something every weekend.
Yeah, ever since the parade, was, you know, the hospital and then getting home and all these events in the community, and it's been amazing to see all the support, and we've just been pretty busy. So yeah, just gonna kind of take it easy, and yeah.
Neat. So you got to go to opening day though for the Brewers.
Yeah, that was pretty special. A buddy of mine at school, Sully and his family, they were able to provide me with tickets. And
Sully. Everyone's got a friend named Sully, right?
Yeah.
Even if you're not Irish.
No, yeah. So Sully gave me the tickets, and it was cool to be there, obviously. And we were down in the front row trying to get autographs pregame and everything, and we got to see the Sparks family walk by, and we got to say hi to Sherry and everything like that, and Aaron, and got to give Tucker a fist bump before he went out there and threw an absolute strike, you know.
You guys have become closer friends then, because you didn't know the Sparks before this.
No, yeah. No, and as so. I said, I was in February, I was lucky enough to be able to donate some of my duplicate bobbleheads that I was trying to give to other people affected by the parade to Tucker's U-12 team that Jeff Rogers coaches, you know, and everything like that, and his kids are on, and so that was kind of cool to be there, and that was the first time I got to take swings since the parade. I got to hit off of one of their coaches, Coach Ryan. So it was just cool. And I think with everything that has gone down with it, even like the legal issues and coming together for that, it's just cool to have that special Waukesha family there. And now that we have that connection of how I played for the Blazers and everything like that, it's just cool to be together now and make new friends and have, you know, new family members.
And speaking of family and community, you guys were involved in an event at I think it was Martha Merrill's bookstore. It was a day of healing in downtown.
Yeah, I plugged that last time.
How did that go?
Yeah, it was. It went pretty well. It was a bigger turnout than we had expected. It got pretty busy. It was a good, you know, kind of craziness. But yeah, we were thankful for everybody that was able to come out and at least stop by. And we had a lot of good raffle prizes, you know, courtesy of like the Packers and the Brewers and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
A lot of cool people, or a lot of, one cool thing was that a lot of people that were affected were lucky enough to win some raffle prizes.
Oh, good.
I mean, Eric Teagues and his family got, you know, Admirals tickets there, you know, Wave tickets in there. Yeah, so it was just cool to see some different things that people won, and, you know, how cool it was for us to help everybody, you know, come together and be back downtown.
So, because I just read an article in the Milwaukee Business Times, and it was about downtown Waukesha rebounding, and the businesses are doing well, and they talked to Tammy at the Burlap and Lace.
We've gotten close to Tammy. You know, she's Grammy Tammy now.
Nice.
But
I'm sorry to cut you up. Has it been hard for you to come back to downtown since the attack.
Yeah, it's been a little challenging. I mean, to be there for different events like this, to where I'm not, you know, focused on outside,
right,
and it's kind of in the back of my mind, has helped. But I mean, as you know, Tammy was saying, basically it kind of hit around Christmas to where all those businesses were struggling, and now to see them getting back in it and, you know, rebounding is pretty cool. But I just think that getting down there as much as I can has kind of helped me. Even coming down here where we aren't on Main Street, but we're kind of still in the environment.
We're in downtown, that's right, yeah.
You know, is still pretty helpful. And I mean, I did one big interview with Inside Edition, and they had us come downtown. That was the first time where I really, like, was able to take a step back and look at where I was and everything like that. And it was tough, but we're getting there.
Sounds great. Well, good. Hey, for the benefit of the live stream, why don't you come around here real quick so we can get a look at how great you look now.
Here, I'll take my hat.
And I love the hat. Check out the hat, too. Here, reach in there. Can you see what the hat says?
So, I don't know if anybody can
Waukesha hear me. Strong Tyler, yeah.
Yeah, and Station 5.
Station 5. And what's the significance of Station 5?
So, I can actually...
Yeah, we'll put the headphones on and... Today's show is about the number 5. It's sponsored by the number 5. So
Station 5 was actually the station that took me out to the hospital where I was at. And when we were promoting A Day of Healing, we went around to all the local fire departments and police stations and gave out posters for it. And I was able to connect with their lieutenant, and he was nice enough to make a hat for me and give me a hat since I can't go without wearing a hat every day.
Yeah, you and me both.
And
at least you have hair, though. I need to wear a hat.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And then it was all the embroidery on the back, the Waukesha Strong Tyler. That was a special surprise. So when I received that, that was pretty special from them. And as I said, just kind of connecting with everybody impacted, and they went through a lot and saw a lot more than I did, you know, when I was laying there. They were all helping everybody, you know, they saw a hell of a lot. But
And that's what Tammy said in the article, and I'd forgotten about this, was that, you know, the police had taken a shot of the vehicle to try to stop it. And
yeah.
Of course, you don't know what's going on. You think there's a live and active shooter, and so all these people ran into Tammy's, and she shuffled them all the way to the back, and I can't imagine that panic. And
That's one of the things that Mom had to deal with, is that when she was coming down to find me, everybody else is coming back out of town, and she's trying to run in to find me, and that's, you know, craziness of the stampede. And there are people that were run over in the stampede too that were affected.
Yeah, but here we are. It's I guess what, 6 months later, something like that, and we have a five months later. Beautiful sunny day, almost the same temperatures, unfortunately, as that day. It's, you know, we're so glad to see you and your mom Katie here, and seeing all the great things you're doing as you continue to heal, and to also to join forces with other folks in the community. And you know, we hope we can have you back on the show. I'm sure we'll see you at other events in town, and hopefully Monday night's game if I get all my work done in time. And I know you know, my son Evan, who plays JV, likes to get over whenever we can, and so we're wishing you the best with the rest of the season, and we'd love to hear you play that sax sometime. You know, we got to get you. You got to connect you with Connor, who likes to, you know, he's doing a lot of great production with young talent here in the area. And I know Jason would love to hear you belt out some Stanley Turrentine or some Bruce Springsteen. And I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Tyler, thanks for Tyler and Katie, thanks for being here. Want to wish happy Passover to all my Jewish friends. Happy Easter to those of you who believe, and just hope you're all enjoying this beautiful sunny spring day. And join us next week. Hopefully we'll have Jeff Rogers on, president of the Waukesha Blazers, to talk more baseball and more wonderful things going on here in Waukesha. So in my 20 seconds left, I'm glad you're all here, very grateful to be part of this day. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. That includes you, Jason and Madison, and you, Connor, here in the next booth here. We'll see you all soon. Keep it real, Waukesha.